Today we celebrate a joyful feast in honor of the Most Blessed Sacrament. It's a special title that we give to one of the seven sacraments. You know that they're all blessed sacraments. They're all extraordinary gifts, the seven sacraments. But one of them we call the Most Blessed Sacrament, that is the Eucharist. So today's feast day is the feast day of the Eucharist. We celebrate the Eucharist every day, but this feast day has a special emphasis on thanking the Lord for this gift. The title of this feast is the Solemnity of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. It's a rather long name. In Tagalog, the name is also very long. Takilang kapistahan ng kabanal-banalang katawanan tugo ng Panginoon. So it's common to use a much shorter term to describe this feast day, Feast of Corpus Christi. Corpus Christi, Latin for Body of Christ. It's a very rich feast, has many, many dimensions to it. In fact, it's inexhaustible, the mystery of this feast. I like to start reflecting on it by putting it in the context of the feasts that we have been celebrating over the past few weeks. I know people don't always notice this progression, but I think it's beautiful how the church does this. These feast days, which are spread out over time, are connected. So 3 weeks ago, we celebrated the solemnity of the ascension of the Lord into heaven. We went up to heaven with him. And then 2 weeks ago, we celebrated the descent of the Holy Spirit, Pentecost. Heaven came down to us. We were filled with the Spirit of God. Then last Sunday was the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity. We went back up to heaven, or we were taken up into the inner life of God, which is heaven. The inner life of God is love. And then today, always in the week after the Feast of the Holy Trinity, we celebrate God coming down to us at every Mass and remaining with us in the tabernacle. Jesus present on earth, his own body and blood in the form of bread and wine. In the Eucharist, heaven and earth meet and remain united. So last week, so we went to heaven, we celebrated love, eternal, perfect, divine love. But because we are human, we don't know love, we don't understand love, we can't experience it unless it's somehow expressed. In fact, all of creation is an expression of God's love. But this is where the Eucharist comes in. And also this upcoming Friday, the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. These are feasts which celebrate the expression of God's love in ways we can understand it. On Friday, symbol of the Sacred Heart. Today, not just a symbol, but the gift of Jesus' heart himself. In the Eucharist, we can see love. We can touch love. We can eat love. We can take divine love into our own bodies. The whole thing starts with God, of course, with God's love. The very basis for our existence is God's love. That's what we celebrated last week. But often we forget about God's love, or we don't notice it, we don't pay attention to it, we get caught up in the many things that preoccupy us, our earthly side, you could say, the earthly dimension of human life, and we forget about the heavenly dimension. We naturally focus on what we have to do today. We focus on our families, we focus on our work, on our daily activities. We get caught up in our social media, we get caught up in the gossip of the current events. We have our fears, we have our desires, we have our hungers, we have our pains, we have our joys, distractions. But God doesn't have all that. God is not distracted. God does not forget about us. He doesn't stay far off in heaven. He comes down to us. He joins himself to our daily experience. Even something as common as eating, which we do every day. Something as common as hunger, which we experience every day. But all those other things we do don't feed our deepest hunger. But God does feed. He does respond to our deepest longing, which is hunger for Him. So He comes down to be with us, to draw us upward into union with Him forever. And this is centered on, this meeting point between heaven and earth is centered on Jesus Christ. He is the meeting point of heaven and earth because He is both God and man. He's from heaven, He's from earth. He's from heaven because He's from the Father. He's the eternal divine Word. But He's from earth too because He's born of Mary. He's the Word who became flesh and became one of us. So since Jesus is at the center of this great mystery, let's listen once again to what He says about Himself here in the Gospel. This is from the 6th chapter of John's Gospel where He teaches about the bread of life. And this is what He says. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. That one sentence, it says more than we can explain in a lifetime. But to continue what it says here in the Gospel, then the Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Paanong maibibigay sa atin ng taong ito ang kanyang laman upang kanin natin? They don't ask why He calls Himself bread, or living bread, or what's living bread. They probably assume it's some kind of symbolic language, probably a reference to the manna or something. They don't ask what He means when He claims to have come down from heaven. Maybe it's just a claim that He's on a divine mission of some kind. They don't ask what it means to live forever, even though He said, if you eat this bread, you will live forever. What they ask is, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? That's the part that it catches them and disturbs them. It's a good question. How can He give us His flesh to eat? This feast is the celebration of the answer to that question. The Eucharist is how He gives us His flesh to eat. What we're celebrating on the Feast of Corpus Christi is not a thing, a what, it's a who. The Eucharist is Jesus Christ, not a symbol of Jesus Christ. That's what many other Christians might believe, if they believe anything about the Eucharist. They think it's a symbol, but we know it is the real presence of Jesus Christ, the real living body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Everything included in when we say the name of Jesus, His whole life, His whole mission, His incarnation, His passion, His death, His resurrection, His life in glory now and forever, all included, all contained, you could say, in the Eucharist. That's why the Church proclaims the Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life. The source and summit, the beginning, the foundation, and the end, the conclusion, the culmination, the high point. Source and summit of the Christian life, the Eucharist. Many people don't know this. If you ask someone, even a believer, what's the source of the Christian life? They'll say, oh, well, God, of course. Or Jesus Christ, the source of the Christian life, and that's true. Or the Holy Spirit, true. It's all true. Some people would say we have to go to the Bible. The Bible is our source. But we know that it's the Eucharist. It's, yes, God, but God made present in the form of bread and wine. That's what we celebrate on Corpus Christi. Now, many people don't know it, they don't realize it, it hasn't sunk in yet. That's why we need this feast day. We need to be awakened, or reawakened, to the marvel, to the amazing wonder of the Eucharist, so that we will be grateful and that we will prepare ourselves properly to receive it, and we will adore Jesus in the Eucharist, and we will proclaim Him in the Eucharist. We will celebrate that God is right here with us. God with us, Emmanuel, right here in the Eucharist. So strange that we keep missing this. you know, many, many Catholics don't even go to Mass on Sundays. You're here, so you're in the right place at the right time, and you can receive Holy Communion if you're properly prepared. But many people, most Catholics, don't even bother, as if it's not that important. It's very important, because Jesus says, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life. He makes it essential to us. At every Mass, the priest holds up the Eucharist. He holds up the Eucharistic host, and he says, behold the Lamb of God. Look, this is the Lamb of God. Look at it. Here it is. Here he is. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Every single Mass. So every single Mass is our participation in the supper of the Lamb. And that's what we're doing here. The priest doesn't say, behold a symbol of the Lamb, or behold a representation of the Lamb. He says, behold the Lamb. There he is. And we don't say, oh Lord, I am not worthy that a symbol of you should enter under my roof. No. We say, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. I'm not worthy to receive you. And that's true. Not, who's worthy to receive the Eucharist? None of us is, because we're sinners. But the answer to sin is Jesus Christ himself. So we repent of our sin. That's what we do at the beginning of every Mass. Right? I confess to God and to you, my brothers and sisters, I've sinned, and I ask your mercy. And if we have sins that need to be brought to confession, we go to confession so that we can be worthy, made worthy by God to receive Holy Communion. How can Jesus Christ give us his flesh to eat? He doesn't explain it to us, but we know the answer. We know our faith. He has instituted a way for us to eat his flesh. He started this at the Last Supper. He changed ordinary bread and wine into his flesh and blood. It's a complete change from one thing into another thing, from one substance into another substance. Even though the appearances don't change, the reality changes. And the term we use for that is transubstantiation, change from one thing into another, from bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. Well, that's the whole point of this feast day, to bring this to mind, to recognize that we have a bread from heaven that's greater than the manna. Our ancestors ate manna, they died. They didn't have eternal life from manna. We eat the bread from heaven, the Eucharist, and we receive eternal life. A food that gives us life forever. This is the focus of our celebration. God with us, under the appearances of bread and wine, offered to us in Holy Communion for our whole journey through life and into eternal life. So let us give praise and thanks to the Lord for the extraordinary gift of the Most Holy Eucharist.